Spell is a Brazilian group featuring guitarist Ricardo Silveira. That was called Song for the Rainforest. A guitarist from Seattle, Phil Sheeran, did Anacrusis. And in the beginning, Jim Chappelle played that quick little flight of fancy piano piece, Magic Sleigh Ride. Our Something Different program is brought to you by Prosciutto di Parma this morning. 103.7 KKSF, San Francisco. This is 103.7 KKSF San Francisco. Good morning, I'm Ginny Waters and welcome to Something Different, a weekly look at what's going on around the Bay Area, entertainment, personalities, events, and more. In this hour, Martin Yan can cook, and he tells us about his philosophy that makes cooking fun. Getting together with the family is a great time to think about your family roots. Author Ira Wolfman explains genealogy for kids and other beginners in his book, Do People Grow on Family Trees? Michael Srego reviews the movie Cape Fear. Jacob's Journey is the companion volume to Noah Ben Shea's Jacob the Baker, a worldwide inspirational classic. Local author and bachelor Michael Modzelewski is looking for love in all the right places. He was chosen as Cosmopolitan's Bachelor of the Month, and the response has been overwhelming. And keyboardist David Benoit, plus theater club and movie openings. It's Something Different on KKSF.
The girl that I marry will have to be as soft and as pink as a nursery.
In Michael Modzelewski's book, Inside Passage, Living with Killer Whales, Bald Eagles, and Kwakutal Indians, he writes about his 18-month stay on a wilderness island. But life is no longer quite so desolate for this Berkeley author, who was chosen as Cosmopolitan Magazine's November Bachelor of the Month. His name was submitted to Cosmo unknowingly to him, and when they called him, he thought it was a joke. But he tells us that now the women are hunting him down in what might be considered every man's fantasy come true.
It's been out probably, 14 days right now, and I've gotten over 1,000 letters. And I'm learning geography from Indian Orchard, Massachusetts, Toronto, Mexico City, just everywhere.
Any that have actually piqued your interest?
Yes. In fact, I've dated two Cosmo girls, one local who was Miss Teen California, and she came over and I cooked her dinner. And a lady from Memphis flew out last weekend.
Wow.
And she saw the thing in Cosmo, went out and bought the book, and she had dated JFK Jr. and said it takes a lot for a man to attract me, and she just came out, and we had a great weekend together.
These women meet your expectations. I find that, you know, it's basically pretty much the same as personal ads, except your picture's there, or video dating, or any of them. Are those avenues that you've ever used before in your life in meeting people?
I've responded to a few personal ads in the Bay Area,
mm-hmm.
and nothing romantic has happened, but I've made a lot of great friends that way.
Uh-huh. And you're serious about a relationship?
Yes.
You are.
Because the thing is I live out in the world, and I go to all these exotic places, and I never feel alone until a killer whale jumps over your kayak or the northern lights dance through the sky, and then it's so wonderful to turn to somebody and share that sort of magic.
I mean, how do you pick through? How do you sort through 1,000 letters? Is it the photos that, you know, be honest here, is it the photos?
No, I read every one of them. In fact, I am writing back to each and every one, because I feel that if someone takes the time to respond to me, that the least I can do is send them, you know, it might only be a short paragraph, but handwritten note to go back to everybody. And I'm fascinated by, it's like this cross-section of female Americana, jobs and, you know, I'm hearing a lot from anthropologists, world travelers, secretaries, receptionists, just lawyers, everybody. Out of those 1,000, there's like 5 right now that I've actually called and sent out, you know, invitations to come and visit, or I'm going to go and see them.
Uh-huh.
You know, so
You've written a book. It's about living in the wilderness on a wilderness island alone, which is a PBS special. It's going to be a PBS special?
Yeah, PBS is now filming right now.
There's quite a jump somehow from living in the wilderness alone to being in Cosmopolitan magazine. You know, will the real Michael please stand up?
What? I know. Well, the real Michael, when I lived on the island, women are an endangered species in the north. I think for every 10 guys, there's one female. And that was sort of the drawback of being up there. And I would actually howl at the moon with the wolves, you know. And so it's like the land of extremes. I didn't have any dates when I was in the wilderness for a year and a half. And then I come back to civilization and, you know, the offers are pouring in. So one extreme to the other.
Helen Gurley Brown, no, when your name was submitted, I guess Helen Gurley Brown didn't say that. The person that wrote the note in said that you take better care of your body than your BMW.
Mm-hmm. Well, I do crazy things. I'm a mountain climber, and I run ultra marathons, 50 and 100-mile races in the mountains. And so that's a big part of my life. Well, one thing I found that a lot of the responses from the women, because of the photo and the description in there, is more than one woman has told me that she really would like to meet a guy that she reads about in romance novels and she sees in movies. And I think I could be some sort of a fantasy figure, being this adventurer and being out in the world. So I'm trying my best not to disappoint them, you know, in that respect.
Is there a common thread that runs through these? You know, what is the hook that seems to get you? Is it the independent woman who doesn't really need you? Or, you know, what is it that, is it the snapshot of the fit woman? What is it that catches?
I think I'm asking for a lot. I'm asking for someone who's highly successful in her own right. It doesn't have to be anything to do with the outdoors. But also that she does have a great deal of independence. So that when I am out, she's doing her own thing. But at the same time, she might be able to join me and vice versa. So that the two lives can parallel each other.
Well, I think we'll have to follow this story up, and I'll have to call you in 6 months and find out if you did, in fact, find true love through the Cosmo Bachelor of the Month.
Well, it could be right off the bat, because Kim from Memphis, there was a lot happening. In fact, she's coming back out here in 2 weeks, so Cupid's arrow could have struck early. Oh. It's funny, when she called and said, I hope I'm not too forward, but I'd like to come out and see you, I just threw out this line. I said, what if I'm a serial killer? And she said, then I'll die happy.
I'll be sitting next to her and she'll purr like a kitten. A doll.
That was Cosmopolitan's Bachelor of the Month, Michael Moduleski, author of Inside Passage, published by HarperCollins. I'm Ginny Waters, and this is Something Different on 103.7 KKSF. Cape Fear is Martin Scorsese's.